Pasuk says in this week's parsha, "Losiras chamor achicha osharo noflim baderech v'yisalamta mehem hakim tokim ima." You shouldn't see the donkey or the ox of your friend falling by the side of the road and you'll hide yourself from them. Rather, you should truly raise them up with him. Rashi there explains, based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia, that this pasuk is talking about the mitzvah of ti'ina, of loading a burden which fell off the animal of another person. When does this mitzvah apply? Says Rashi, this mitzvah applies only if it's ima, if it's with the owner, together with the owner. But if the owner sits down by the side of the road and he says, since you have a mitzvah of ti'ina, if you want to go ahead and do the mitzvah, by all means, then one is exempt from loading the donkey. Only if the owner gets involved, then there's a mitzvah to help. The Chafetz Chaim writes in his Perash on Chumash that we can learn a very important lesson from this halacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to help us grow in Ruchnis. As the Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Dalet, Haboli Tayar Misayin Osam. If someone wants to purify himself, he'll get the Siyata Dishmaya he needs to succeed. But only if he's Boli Tayar. Only if he's willing to do his part. If he's willing to put in effort. If he's willing to sacrifice, to be Moser Nefesh, to grow. Only if it's Imo, if it's with the person himself. The Chafetz Chaim is a mashal. A poor man once met a rich man in the street and he asked him for a loan. The rich man told him, I don't have time right now, I'm hurrying to a meeting, but if you'll come to my home at such and such a time tonight, I'd be happy to help you. The rich man was very careful to be in his home at the appointed time, but the poor man never came. The next day, they met each other in the street, and the poor man apologized. He said, I'm sorry, something came up, I couldn't make it, but could you please give me the money now? The rich man said, no, I don't have the time right now, but if you come to my home tonight, I'll be happy to help you. Once again, the rich man was in his home, but the poor man never showed up. The next day, they met for a third time in the street, and the poor man apologized again. The rich man turned to the poor man, and he told him, I see that you're not serious about this. You really must not need the money at all. Because if you needed the money, then you would have come at the appointed time. Said the Chafetz Chaim, we daven every day, Chaneinu me'id chadeya bina v'haskeh. V'hoer einenu v'sarasecha. V'sein b'libeinu l'hovin u'lahaskeh. We daven that we should have the chachma to learn Torah properly, so we can really shtag, we can really grow. And you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really does want to help us. But he's waiting for us to take the first step. If we don't take our learning as seriously as we should, if we don't put in the effort that we can, we can't expect to receive the siyata d'shmaya that we need. We want help to daven properly. We want to feel uplifted by our tefillos. But then we come late to davening and we leave early. We don't invest in our tefillah the way we should. We don't sacrifice for it. We want to be transformed by Shabbos, that our whole week should be different because of the spirit of Shabbos. But what do we do to make Shabbos special? Do we spend the day involved in spiritual pursuits? Or do we just pass the time away? Do we prepare for Shabbos appropriately? Or do we just get ready at the last minute and stagger into shul just as they start Kabbalah Shabbos? We mean well. But sometimes we forget that bakashas are not enough. We have to apply ourselves properly, with proper effort. Only then will we receive the siyata d'shmaya we need to succeed. This is what the Navi Hoshea says to Klal Yisrael in the Haftorah of Shabbos Shuvah. Kechu imachem devarim v'shuvu el Hashem. Take your words with you, all the beautiful words that you've expressed, of your she'ifos, of your dreams for a life full of meaning. Take your words with you and turn them into action. Put in the proper effort. Show that you're willing to sacrifice. And then taka v'shuvu el Hashem. Then you'll be zocher to have a tshuva shleima. And all of your tefillos will be fulfilled. Good Shabbos.